Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Showdown First, thank you for calling me here at 680 News. So you and I just spoke. I gave you a heads up on what's going on in the newspapers, and some reports are suggesting that the UFC is not as powerful as they used to be. They're making suggestions, making comparisons to the Rogers Center show where 55,000 fans were there. And, of course, this show coming up this Saturday where tickets haven't been sold out. They're also saying, too, that more pay-per-views are causing the UFC to be overexposed. Fighters are getting more injured faster. Shows are being either canceled or they're being changed around. I mean, this one in particular, this was even supposed to be the main event that we have right now because things had to change because of incidents that happened at another show. So I want to get your thoughts on, you know, are there problems going on with the UFC, do you think?
I don't think there's any problems with the UFC going on these days. I think all the critics are out guns a-blazing right now looking to rip apart something that has been so successful and explosive over the past. It's been 19 years since it first came out, so I get where these critics are coming from, and they can look at every single angle and make every excuse that they want. It's not the Rogers Center show. The Rogers Center show was an appetite of mixed martial arts fans waiting for over a decade for the sport to come to the city. It finally comes to the city, and you get George St. Pierre headlining that main event. Of course, you're going to get 55,000 people. After a while, it's like having a meal or going to a restaurant that you haven't seen or been to in a very long time. Yeah, you order your favorite meal, but you're not going to order it every single day. So the UFC is planning on coming here only once a year. They can't come to us to the same market, you know, more than once a year. And when that does happen, depending on who the main event is, you're going to get a situation where this show isn't going to sell out just yet. They will sell out. There's no doubt in my mind they're going to sell out on Saturday night. There'll be lots of walk-up traffic. But this is the nature of the business. Injuries happen. It just so happens that 2012, we're calling it the injury plague. It's just guys are getting injured, but they'll get better. And before you know it, everything will be fine.
One of the questions I did ask at the press conference yesterday, I asked Michael Bisping about it. He actually agreed, and he said because of the increasing of pay-per-views, there are more fights. And because of more fights, there are going to be more injuries. Give me your thoughts on that.
Yeah, numbers equal numbers, right? I mean, the amount of pay-per-views are exactly the same. It's the actual shows in between the pay-per-views, like the FX shows, the Fox shows, the Fuel shows. Those are the ones that are adding extra guys, but you're not going to get those big-name fighters on those cards. You get maybe one that'll headline, but at the same time, the more fights that there are, the more roster and the more fighters will be added to the roster. So it's not, and guys are always complaining, I need more fights, I want more fights. So they're constantly training nonstop to compete because you have to work your way up to the level of the George St. Pierre's and Anderson Silva's and John Jones and Michael Bisping's to make that kind of money. So you need to be competing more. When you're competing more, you're training more. And when you're training more, you're at risk for more injury. This is not a sport. This is not a sport where it's light. There's always contact. Guys train smart. Some guys get overly excited in training. They go a little too hard. Then they get injured. Then they can't fight. It just so happens now that this has been a year where so many guys have been injured. It'll all flow back to normal. There's always ebb and flows in any industry.
I'm going to read you this line right here in the Toronto Star. It says here, quote, in 2008, the UFC hosted 12 pay-per-view events purchased by an average of $527,000 households. Now, by 2011, the number of pay-per-view events have increased to 16, while the average of purchase dipped to just 422,000. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know. There was 18. Was that 16 pay-per-views?
16, yes.
I don't know, there were 16 pay-per-views. I've always thought there was about 14 pay-per-views on average a year because there's one per month plus an extra one somewhere in between.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the numbers going down, I'm not sure if I believe that, but at the same time, if that's the case, it makes no difference. There's still, when you talk about 400,000 or 500,000, you're looking at a situation where there's 3 to 5 people per household watching that pay-per-view. So the numbers are still pretty good, in my opinion. But at the same time, remember, we're going through a generational shift, I think. I mean, Tito Ortiz, Randy Couture, Chuck Liddell, they're gone. Brock Lesnar, obviously, was a huge pay-per-view draw. He's no longer around. It's up to the George St. Pierre's, the John Bone Jones, and the UFC building new stars to bring those pay-per-view numbers back there. You can't keep thinking, or at least I don't, you can't keep looking at it and saying there's always increasing. You're always going to have, you look at any financial chart, it goes up and down, up and down, as long as it's still moving up in the long term.
One last question. Is the UFC being overexposed, do you think, yes or no?
That's a very tough question. You can make the argument on both sides because even myself having to watch every single fight, every single fighter and do the analysis, it does get difficult. So if it's sometimes difficult for me, you have to wonder what fans think. and can they keep up with everything? But at the same time, you can look at hockey and baseball. Is baseball overexposed? They have 163 games a year. People follow it no matter what.
My friend, thank you so much for that.